Blog Talk Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Very special guest with us today. Now, they're from the Walk Theater Center out in Indianapolis. The Hair Radio Show would like to welcome today's guests, Dr. Spears and Devin Ginn. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show.
Hey there.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Now, I want to kind of jump right on in. And, Devin, we can start with you. Or Dr. Spears. Dr. Spears, tell us a little bit about the theater and what you guys do there.
Well, the Madam Walker Theater Center is, the mission is to advance the legacy of our namesake through art, entertainment, cultural education, youth empowerment, entrepreneurship, and civic engagement. And so we have, you know, a really big mission, a really powerful mission, and we try to execute that by offering programs to the community that are low to no cost, that really excite their senses and get them motivated and engaged to really take a hard look and think about our community and about different cultures and really embrace the legacy that Madam Walker left. You know, she was our nation's first self-made female millionaire, African-American, child of former slaves, second grade education. And so if you think about that in and of itself, that's something that's worthy of being continued, being celebrated, being remembered. And so we use art and entertainment as a way to help continue that that legacy.
And how has that been received in your area there in Indianapolis? How has it been received?
Well, you know, it changes from time to time. I just had a meeting earlier today with a woman with a major corporation here in Indianapolis, and I shared with her that we do tours. We probably have 2,000 or maybe 3,000 people who pass through our building per year who come in just to tour our historic building. It's on the National Historic Landmark Preservation List, and it was built in 1927, and it was the original. It was the main headquarters for Walker Manufacturing. And we have people that come from all over the globe. So we've had people who come here to tour this facility, and it's historic theater, which has an incredible, beautiful Afro-Egyptian motif. I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity and the pleasure to see it. But we get
Not yet.
Who come from... Okay, well, we'll need to get you out here. We have people who come from as far as South Africa and Australia and Canada to, you know, Dayton, Ohio, that come to see us. So we have a strong global and regional impact. Locally, the arts and culture scene here in Indianapolis is pretty saturated. There's a lot of options. There's a lot of opportunities and choices. And so we find ourselves trying to be creative and innovative to attract some of the market and attract arts and culture patrons to come to the Walker. So you originally asked how it was received. It depends
right.
on which demographic and which geography you're thinking about.
Okay.
So globally,
fair
it's received
question.
Very well. Locally, you know, there's a lot of choices. We're fortunate in Indianapolis to have so many arts and culture choices.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in and around theater pretty much my whole life, and I consider that to be a great thing. But there are a lot of folks I've come across who have, you know, they have never been inside of a real theater. So do they get this great, majestic feeling when they come into the Walker Theater? What have you seen?
Oh, absolutely. So the Walker Theater anchors Indiana Avenue. And historically, Indiana Avenue was the place to be primarily for African Americans back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And it was a jump in musical scene. And I'll give you an example here. Just this past September, we had our local jazz fest here in Indianapolis, and we had Maceo Parker. And so that film had just come out, Get On Up, and there was a little a little blurb about Maceo Parker in there. And so people came out and watched him perform here at the Walker Theater. The
wow.
next day, there was a concert at another theater up the street, and people came back and they said, you know what? There's nothing like watching a jazz concert in the Madam Walker Theater. It's very majestic. Mm-hmm. It has a feel and a vibe that's almost inexplicable. You have to be here. And so for people who saw both the concerts back-to-back, they came back and said, the Walker, it just, you know, you haven't experienced jazz until you've heard it on the Walker stage. And in April, actually April 18th, we're bringing Macy Gray. She's going to perform on the Walker stage. And we have 935 seats, so it's an intimate venue. It's a very intimate space. And you just get, there's some kind of spirit that just kind of envelops you when you enter into the theater, regardless of what you're watching. And so from time to time, there'll be events here, and I'll walk down from my office on the fourth floor down to the theater on the second floor, and I'll sneak in through the balcony, and I'll kind of watch from the balcony, and you get really moved by whatever you see on that stage. We've seen Indian and Pakistani performances. We have a local we partner with a local African American youth ensemble, the Asante Children's Theater, and they've done a number of performances here. It doesn't matter who's on that stage, you just get a really incredible feeling watching it. And so that's why I encourage anyone who's listening or interested to just come on and catch a show.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. Two, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And three, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth. And always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species. No victim song. I am a woman. I am an artist. And I know where my voice belongs.
To rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Keri Hinds.
All right, we are live. It's Friday morning, February 2nd, 2024. I'm Keri Hinds out of Brooklyn, New York. It is so good to be with you guys on this Fan Day Friday and so many things going on. And it's our first hour, so real happy to have you guys on. With us, let me get to the line. I have a special guest who's joining us live this morning in the first hour. You kind of met her the other day right here on our broadcast, and she comes to us out of Texas, so it's a little bit earlier out there. Again, her name is LaDonna, and it's just a great honor on this Fan Day Friday. LaDonna, good morning. Are you there? Good morning.
I am here. Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Keri. How are you?
Good morning, everyone out there. Yes, absolutely to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we are live. So in New York, which is where I am, in our studio here, it's 6:13 a.m. Eastern. For folks like you out in the Houston, Texas area, you're in Central Time Zone. It's about 5:13, so it's a little bit earlier out there. And I just wanted to thank you, LaDonna, for getting up early today and helping us to hold down the broadcast. So officially thank you on behalf of everybody. So I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about the show and what's going on today. There's so much to unpack, and it's nice to have a Fan Day Friday guest like LaDonna joining me just to help me out some this morning. First, let me just officially say, because we didn't have a chance, LaDonna, to do it yesterday, and Nicole Marie and I will talk more about this mid-show coming up in the next hour. And Michael Hopkins, and we have a whole loaded show this morning, and we'll get into that. But I didn't have a chance to really wish everybody happy Black History Month. And so something that's important, you know what I mean? LaDonna, now, do you know what I mean? That's, you know, it's Black History Month. We have to celebrate. And we don't just celebrate once, you know, 1 month out of the year in February, and that's it. We literally celebrate every day on our broadcast. What are your thoughts on Black History? Yeah. So, you know.
That's a day to celebrate every day.
Exactly.
Yes, that's a day to celebrate every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And what always amazes me about, you know, what's happening with Black history and all of that, and what I say to folks is that the Hair Radio Morning Show is Black history. We've been on the air. We've been on for a few decades as the Hair Radio Show, LaDonna. But in this form, the morning edition, we're celebrating almost 1,000 episodes. And to be quite frank, I don't know too many folks who've done 1,000 of anything. So for us to have a broadcast that has hit the airwaves for all these years and to be looking at 1,000 episodes, that's quite an accomplishment. So I want to thank the fans. Thank you for being a big supporter of our broadcast, and it just means a lot. So thank you.
Thank you. And
you
thank the fans as well.
So I want to also just take a moment to say what you guys listened to in the first few minutes of the broadcast this morning was a segment. It was a clip that we aired, you know, about Madam C.J. Walker. Now, again, Madam C.J. Walker was the country's first self-made female millionaire. That's on record. And I say that's on record because that's another story we'll talk about. That's another story. But Madam C.J. Walker's location, she had a big, big production place, like a warehouse type thing, you know, where she made her products and all of that and shipped them out. And that was in Indianapolis, Indiana. So she had a factory of her, you know, where she put everything together, hair products, and sold them all over the place. And again, Madam C.J. Walker, you know, we'll get on a little segment with, that just talks about her history. We'll play that a little later in the broadcast. But just so that folks know, that was the theater that was later built on the same grounds of her famed factory. So out in Indianapolis, Indiana, they, you know, they tore down the old factory and they put up performance theater. So the guests that I had on, they were from the Madam C.J. Walker Theater. It's named in her honor since that sacred ground. So I just thought it was fascinating. And that interview was done a while ago with those folks out there. And we have a long history. Just so I've talked with every single aspect. We've been involved with everybody's lives when it comes to the hair and beauty industry. So we've had all the superstars on our show. So it's good to have you hanging out with us this morning. So,
Thank you.
Well, listen. Yes, well, you got it. So it's the Hair Radio Morning Show. If you are just kind of tuning in, it's Friday morning, again, February 2nd, 2020, from Carrie Hines. It is our show number 949. As we roll towards 1,000 shows. Now, LaDonna, I got to say what's coming up at about, I'll say in about 12 minutes or so, so at about 6:30 New York time, 5:30 for Central Time Zone, folks. This was an interview that was scheduled to air yesterday, but unfortunately we couldn't air it yesterday's show, but we're going to get it on today. It's actually being done by our colleagues here on the broadcast. You'll hear from the Comerie Live at about 7 or so this morning, East Coast time, 6 Central. She'll be with us to talk all about it and so much more. But first, coming up, like I said, about 6:30, this particular interview is with, she's such an accomplished woman. She is. Her name is Dr. Odette Russell. And she's just a martial artist. Let me just go ahead and put it on out there. And by the way, she's doing an event, let me get it on out there, in New Jersey on February 10th, 2024. So coming up in the next week or so, she'll be doing an event. And there are tickets available and all that. You'll hear her talk about that a little later. So definitely get your tickets and come to the event. But here, in just a few minutes, she's going to talk about her journey. And you, LaDonna, being somebody who listens to folks, I think that it's going to resonate with you and all the fans of the show. And Nicole Marie did an amazing job on this interview, and I can't wait for the fans to hear it. But now I wanted to talk about you a little bit, LaDonna. So when I say listening, let's say you are a listening coach. That's what I call you. And on your last appearance on the broadcast, you talked a little bit about listening to folks. And so I just want to ask you, why is that so important to listen to others? Why is that so important to you?
Well, it's so important to me because you never know what a person is feeling. And because you don't know that and you're listening, and you may even hear a sadness in their voice, you may also hear happiness in their voice. You may, when listening to a person, you never know how you can say something to inspire them or just allow them to just talk, and you just can just be quiet. Because in situations that we have, if we can't sometimes talk to our family members, you can just call me and I'll listen. I don't necessarily
let me jump in and say this, LaDonna. We're mm-hmm. going to have you to bring your brand, and LaDonna doesn't know this. We're going to have you bring your brand right here to our format on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So this is something that's totally, you know, we're big talkers, but are we big listeners? And so when I found out what you were doing, this really resonated with me, Carrie Hines, executive producer of the program and host of the Hair Radio Morning Show. To us, we do a lot of the other end, talking, but we got to be able to listen. And when I heard you talk how lovingly and passionate you feel about, you know, giving others their shine, you know, because like we always say, everybody has a story to tell. And just taking the time to listen to others, what that channels to folks is that you see them. That's what that does. You
right.
see them.
And
that can make the
show,
difference, right? Yes.
Yes, yes.
Go right
and that particular show, it will say LaDonna's Spotlight. And so I spotlight that individual and let them say whatever it is they love to say.
Well, listen, I'm hoping that you'll bring some of these spotlights to our broadcast so, you know, that we can share, because what I think when folks, sometimes when you hear your story being told over the airwaves, it can set off something a little different, and it can actually put that person's, it could be a different trajectory for that person, can kind of lead them to somewhere else where they might not have thought they would have gone. So I just want to say thank you. How awesome is this to be kind of hanging out on a Friday? Now, I got to ask you, LaDonna, when you were with us recently the other day, you know, folks listened and they had some great things to say. So this was really awesome. Now, you yourself know some folks tuned in. You got some feedback. I understand you had heard some encouraging words from your daughter. Are you able to share anything that she was able to say? And we're going to shout her out early this morning as well. But what did she hear? What was some of the feedback that you heard right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show?
She thoroughly enjoyed it. She said we did a fantastic job. And she gave us two thumbs up.
Now, what's her first name so we can shout her out officially?
Chelsea.
All right, Chelsea. So officially, good morning. And LaDonna, let me just say, your mom is the bomb snickety. I know I must be real old school to be bringing that one up, but that's New Jersey style, New York, East Coast, all that kind of stuff. But let me just say, along with Chelsea, we're all so very proud of the work that you're doing, LaDonna, and thank you so much. Just keep being yourself and keep doing what you're doing. That's all I can really say. You know, again, I'm glad to have you part of our team. And I also got to say, I also heard back, Nicole Marie, who will be with me in just a little bit. We'll talk about it in the next half hour. But I believe we heard some great things as well from Michael Hopkins and Nicole Marie, our esteemed co-hosts and colleagues who will be on in the next hour. Then coming up, let me just make sure everybody is aware. Again, we got so much to unpack this morning. What the lineup is. Woof, it's a packed program. So coming up, as I said, we have our live chat in the next hour. And then at about 8 o'clock Eastern this morning, maybe a couple minutes later, we should be joined by some folks at a company called Beyofi, which is BEYOFI.com. Very interesting. I'm hoping that we'll get the founder on here. But Eugene Davis, who used to do something called Conversations with Hair right here on our broadcast, he's back for the very first time in a very long time on our show today. So I cannot wait. It's going to be live. And believe me, I've got a few bones to pick with this fellow. So you don't want to miss it. You definitely don't want to miss it. That's coming up. It'll be about 7 o'clock Central Time Zone, folks, 8 o'clock Eastern. And, again, his company that he's working with now, which I absolutely love, is called Beyofi, which is got to ask them where they got the name from and all that stuff. It's spelled B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India.com. So do check it out. They've got amazing products. It's a hair product company, and they do so much, and we're going to be working with them a little bit. Also wanted to shout out real quickly, there's a new T-shirt offer, which I believe it's Sam from BOPSA. You guys know BOPSA.org, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association folks. Sam is out in California. And what they're doing, they have a product line called You Go Girl. And You Go Girl is spelled U like uniform. It's not Y-O-U. It's spelled with the letter U. So You Go Girl. And what they have, if you wear this T-shirt, they're going to pay you. Now, LaDonna, I've never heard of anything like that. But you wear it, walk around with the T-shirt on, you're going to get paid.
All right. That is so beautiful.
That's all I can say, too. I'm raising my hand as well. So I think that is just that. So we're going to be talking about You Go Girl in the days to come. So all next week, you guys know we're off on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Our show airs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday live. Again, we're here in New York, East Coast time, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Central Time, 5 to 8 a.m., and if you're out west, like Sam and all those folks out in BOPSA way out in California, it's a lot earlier out there. That's all I'm going to say on that end. And listen, before we take it to commercial and all of that, LaDonna, I want to, of course, thank you for being with us on Sunday, Friday. It's Black History Month. We'll be doing this all every day. I really want to kind of cross that out, make that not just Black History Month, but Black History Year. So we'll be talking with a whole lot about some of the folks. And again, before, I don't know if you know this, we lost two Broadway greats, Cheetah Rivera, who passed away a little bit earlier this week. She was in her 90s and had won like two Tony Awards here in New York on Broadway. She played the original I believe it was Maria in West Side Story on Broadway, not the movie version that was Rita Moreno, but the Broadway version. And then one of the Hair Radio Morning Show friends passed away as well. And he was also from Broadway, winning 3 Tony Awards. And I just, when I saw this, I was really sad. Henson Battle, who played in The Wiz and all these other iconic movies, plays on Broadway. He won, again, 3 Tony Awards. So he was our guest way back on show number 60. So we're talking about almost 900 shows ago, literally. So I just wanted to kind of tip our hat to him. He will be missed. So, LaDonna, always a little bit, we got to, but they've got legacies that they're leaving behind. You know what I mean? So it's something that we can be proud of, the work that they did. So kind of wanted to, go ahead and get that out there.
Prayers to their families.
Absolutely.
And we'll send out prayers to their families.
Absolutely. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. We're about to get into a little bit of this wonderful segment interview with Nicole Marie that she did with this incredible lady named Dr. Odette Russell. And I'm just blown away. So we want to kind of get that on. And I got to say, you'll be joining us doing, I'm going to call it your listening tour. How's that sound?
That sounds fine.
Okay. Thanks. Well, it's early out there. So listen, thanks so much for being with us. Listen, I'm going to go ahead and get to this interview. We'll be back on the other side live with the wonderful Nicole Marie live as well, talking about this interview. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Dr. Russell, it is such a pleasure to be speaking with you this morning. I'm just thank you so much for just being here. And I just want all of our fans to just get to know you and learn so much about you. So I would just start off, if you could just share with us just a little bit about your background. Where are you from? Where are you based out of?
I'm based out of Atlanta, Georgia, but I was originally reared in New York City. So I escaped from New York about 30 years ago. And I didn't say it as a negative thing because I love New York. But Atlanta is such a beautiful, it's a town that you can raise a family. And one of the things that bothered me about New York, and I'm sorry to jump on in, is that they had so many attacks that were random. A random attack is someone that you don't know. Just you could walk down the street and they'll just come after you. The interesting part about Atlanta, most of the attacks that occur, attacks from someone you know, which doesn't make it easier. But if you don't know too many crazy people, you should be better off.
Right.
My background is I studied martial arts for 45 years. And within that 45 years, I taught 40 of those years. The last 26 years, I've been teaching only women. So I believe that self-defense and protection and safety should be for everybody, specifically the vulnerable population. And the vulnerable population is the disabled, the elderly, and children, and, of course, women. But because I'm a female, I feel that I can better relate with what it's like being a female. In New York, you are comfortable, but you're always on alert, always aware,
Wow.
I just want to mention one more thing. I do have a PhD in health psychology, and that's why everybody's calling me doctor, but I'm not licensed. But I do have the knack of embracing emotional healing. A lot of times through past traumas, we tend to self-sabotage because we feel maybe we lost our voice or we lost trust in our decision-making, and we tend to make bad decisions. So I really incorporate the emotional healing as part of my training and embracing the warrior spirit that all females have, but some of us tend to forget that we have it. So I try to remind them and give them the tools to stay to stay intact, that, that this is something that they're going to need.
Right. Okay. Well, if I could just go back just a minute, you spoke a lot about self-defense and the women and so forth. As you were growing up, who were your influences, or what got you started interested in martial arts? How did you start?
My father put me into martial arts when I was 9, and I was in Jamaica. Actually, it was my grandmother. I visited her for the summer in Jamaica, West Indies, and she wanted us to have a lot of activities, and she was a powerful, amazing woman, my grandmother. And so one of the activities she had us do for that summer was martial arts, with Taekwondo. When I came back to the States, my father pushed that, you know, the instructor that I had was really rough. I mean, he had a bamboo stick. He would hit us in our knuckles if our wrist wasn't straight, if our fist wasn't straight, if our stances weren't too low. And I was like, this is not what I think is what martial arts is about. I thought martial arts, you know, we kick and we scream and we're going to be doing all kinds of cool stuff, but I didn't realize the discipline that was behind it. I quit
right
after a year, after harassing my dad. I didn't want to do it anymore. When I turned 18, I met my husband, who was one of the most iconic martial artists, African-American martial artists in this country. His name is C.J. Abdul-Mutaka Bear. And I met him when I was 18. I started training with him because I always liked – I was very physical. And
yeah.
And just to backtrack, when I was 14 to 18, when I was 14 to 17, I was stalked by a local drug dealer. And that terrified me, you know, that stalking.
Yeah.
And that's when fear and courage became good friends in my life. And I wanted to always know, even though I had a father, I had no brothers, but I always wanted to know how to defend myself. And I didn't like the feeling I felt. I felt vulnerable, you know, even going to school as a kid. I felt vulnerable because of me being stalked by this grown man. He was 9 years older than
right
me. So when I met my husband at 18, it fit the bill, you know, and he was a dedicated martial artist. What that meant, that was his life, martial arts.
Right.
We go to the park instead of holding hands, we're doing sticky hands. So, you know, that was, we're going to the club and I'm trying to dance with him. And next thing I know, I have to bob and weave because he's throwing hooks and jabs. And I'm like, whoa. But,
oh, wow.
But he wasn't trying to hurt me. This is just who he is. And I realized this is an amazing human being. And, you know, I'm going to be the best of myself because of that.
Right.
When I was training with him, I had no clue I would be where I'm at now with the martial arts. I didn't realize that. You know, you just kind of move with the flow. And
right.
And it was just a beautiful thing. So if I could say, there really weren't any female mentors when I was growing up. When I say grow up, I mean in my early 20s, and that's in the 80s because I'm 61 years old. There was no one that I saw female martial artists, but I trained only with males, and I kind of stayed in the seclusion of the group of males that I trained under, which was very respectful but very harsh.
Yeah.
We're talking push-ups on your knuckles. We're talking you know, it was harsh, but it wasn't abusive. So it was harsh to bring out the strength and the warrior inside of you, and that's what I appreciated.
Right. I love how you spoke on the strength and bringing out the warrior in you, and it's very
yeah
important. I love how you tied in the self-defense and the emotional healing. And I think that's
yeah
so critical, and I'm very passionate about women's empowerment, and I know you are as well. So when you are teaching your classes, I know you said you teach only women, but do you incorporate younger girls as well, or are they just older women?
Well, yes, I would say from 10 on up, depending on the maturity of the girl. So
okay
it's important to me that I don't remove the innocence of a child. And what I teach is very raw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, you'll be ripping out groins, digging out eyes. I mean, we're going hardcore because we have to survive. There are monsters out there. And it's just so difficult sometimes when you have a child that still believes that the grass is green and the sky is blue and, you know, and that everybody's beautiful. I leave it up to the parents to how far can I go with telling them the reality and how ugly it is. So And then again, it depends on maturity. So, but most of my girls start from like 12 years old. And ironically, between the age of 12 and 34, that's the highest level of rape among women. It's like over 70% of women that will be raped. And this is, again, stats that's based on reports, you know.
Right.
The highest amount is between the age of 12 and 34. So
wow.
Could I elaborate on that, if you don't mind?
So, sure.
So,
please.
So why? Why is that? So I was, you know, thinking about what happens to girls from the age of 20, from the age of 12, that they're more prone to be raped, and that is because we as parents tend to slack off and observing and watching and keep an eye on every move they make. You know, they're turning into teenagers now. They can hang out with their friends. Their friends know how to drive. They're going to school on their own. We're not monitoring, you know, who their friends are. We tend to kind of back away a bit. And I've done that too. It's not making us bad parents. It's that we feel that they're responsible enough that they're going to make the right decisions. But that's when the predators also, you know, fall in. And and then what happens in their 20s or in their early late teens to their 20s, they go to college, okay? And then they're dating more. They're more anxious to meet new people, you know, and maybe meet a mate, go on blind dates. So all these things make us more vulnerable for predators. Now I want to throw another monkey wrench at you. Majority of rapes that occur, 80% and higher, are from people that we know. They call acquaintance. If I was to ask you what is an acquaintance, I'll just read it off to you. A family member, a friend, a current or past lover, a neighbor, a boss, a coworker, a teacher, a classmate, a religious facility member. I mean, I can go on and on. An acquaintance is someone you know. And yet 80% and higher. Why is that? Because we tend to let our guards down.
Mm-hmm.
We think we could trust them, or it's a friend of a friend. I mean, and I can give you an even a scenario, because I've done this so often, you know, with self-defense events, and that I hear the stories, and I use these stories to tell these stories to warn us, to warn other people not to put yourself in these situations. So an example is, let's say, I need to get something delivered to my house, like a TV. So if two men come in and bring the TV in my home, I'm a single woman, that is a stranger if they attack me. But what about if your eldest son, who's an adult, friend, come by, and your son calls you and say, Ma, you know, so-and-so's coming by, let him in, I'll be home soon. That's something I will not do. When you tell your friend to stay in the car, or you tell your friend he needs to wait until you get in, because now you put me in a situation that I'm in the house with someone that I do know. I might have even watched him grow up, but I'm vulnerable now.
Exactly.
You see? So if you, one of the things I like to stress, and I apologize if I jump around, but this is important.
Yes, please do.
Is spider senses. Okay, I call them spider senses. That's your intuition. That's that inner voice that warns you. The brain is an incredible, incredible tool that our body uses. It can't survive without it. It also alerts us if there's a concern or if there is a danger. And so a lot of times we are taught to, if it's not rational, if it's not reasonable, then it's not real. And that's BS. Because rape is not rational. Okay?
So true.
It's not reasonable. Rape is opportunity that a rapist sees. And we'll jump at it. And so even if I knew this kid, and I'm just randomly using that scenario, even if I knew this kid, I saw him grow up, I'm still going to, and I got weird vibes about him. Nah, he's not allowed in my house without my tie. You know what I'm saying? But now a stranger, I'm automatically like, two strangers coming in my house. I got to be on alert. I don't know who they are. I'm going to turn maybe the shower on to let them think somebody else is in the house with me. I might even leave some bullets on the counter so he knows I'm a carrier. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, well, this might not be, I won't leave the gun on the counter because I don't want him to grab the gun, but I'll leave all different kinds of bullets.
Let someone
sizes,
know.
Like,
right.
Right, with real thick bullets and real, like AR-15s and 9mm. And they're like, oh, okay. And then maybe that's an idea for ladies if they don't have guns. Just buy bullets, you know, and if you have strangers coming in your home, just kind of leave them in areas that they can, oh, there's some, oh, so you're a carrier? Yes. So you can put it right there, and then when you finish, yeah. So you don't need to have a long conversation with them. But we tend to have our guard up for strangers, but we let our guards down for acquaintance, which is logical because we know these people. But if you get that weird sensation, do not shove it away. You don't have to be reactive over it, but you just say, And if you get that feeling again, do your best not to be alone with that person. That includes a boy. Right. That includes anyone.
Well, you have definitely cation for all of our listeners, and I am so happy and so thankful that you just are just imparting this wisdom, because there's so many things that we just don't necessarily think about or situations that we don't necessarily think about. But then once those situations occur, you know, there's just situations where this can occur, where the sexual assault could occur. So thank you so much for sharing. And I just wanted to ask, being a martial scientist and a health psychologist, what advice do you have to offer to a younger girl or a woman that is interested in getting involved in the martial arts or even getting into health psychology? What suggestions do you have, or advice do you have for them?
Yeah, well, for martial arts, anyone at any age and at any health condition can train. A 95 person in a wheelchair can train. So martial arts is for everyone. And if you could do your research, if you go into a dojo, you don't feel good about it, it's not for you. It's like a pair of shoes. That doesn't mean martial arts is not good for you. It could be that particular dojo was not right for you. So I don't want anyone to lose faith. Oh, I went to a dojo and the teacher was horrible or whatever. That's not a representation of martial arts community as a whole. I advise all parents to have their children train martial arts, all, boys and girls. And boys are always tested. Girls are tested too, but not like boys. And I don't care what. It's always that alpha dog that tries to bully and whatever. And I have my sons. My sons are in football and basketball. And my sons put people in headlocks and did all kinds of things. And, you know, especially when you're on a football team and you got these alpha dogs and they're trying to manhandle you. And my sons, they weren't big boned, they were thin but tall. And so, you know, they were tried, and that was a mistake.
Right.
And they didn't hurt the people, but they had big guys calling them uncle because they put them in such severe pain by just different wrist lock drills, wrist lock pressure points, and all these intricate things you get to learn on how delicate and fragile the human body is. I can tell you just one story, okay? And I'm digressing from what you're saying, and I'm going to go into health psychology in a minute. There was I'm not going to tell this story because this is the morning show. I'll tell this other story. Okay, there are areas of the human body that if a child can strike can create damage to the person. One strike. And so this particular story – is a woman that was walking with a stroller during the day in a semi-busy street. It was during the day. Her six-year-old daughter was lagging behind, so she was kind of walking behind her, and the mother was focusing on where she was going. I guess she heard the little girl behind her, so she didn't worry about turning around, which is a big no-no, right? We have to keep an eye on our kids all the time. Well, a car apparently watched them, observed them. They drove up, parked the car. One man jumped out, attempted to grab the girl. He bear grabbed her to lift her. She took one foot and stomped him on his instep. So let me explain to you where the instep is. If you look at your foot, that's where the shoelace is. Okay.
Right.
She stomped him with her heel in the infoot. That caused certain bones to break. That man screamed like a baby. Of course, he dropped the girl. Everybody turned around and looked at him. The guy was dropped to the ground because he was in so much pain. He tried to get up because the guys in the car were yelling at him, come on, because they got to go because now they got all this attention. He couldn't walk. So the foot has 26 bones, and he probably got 10 of those 26 bones broken, or about 7 of those bones broken. By the instep, if there's not a lot of power, if a six-year-old girl can do it, so can us, right? Now, this six-year-old girl had no martial arts training. It was just, she just did it. She was instinctive. She did it, and she saved her life because she was going to be abducted. And that car would have drove off before her mother knew she was gone. That's how her daughter, that beautiful little girl, her story I tell all the time because she's an inspiration to all of us.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Saved her life.
And so there's the I don't want people to know this information to say I'm going to use it to hurt people. I want people to know this information because I don't perpetuate violence. I perpetuate preparation. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared in case, just in case. In case I have two kids in my hand and somebody snatches one kid and I can't leave one kid to chase after another kid. So I'm going to do other things so that they look at me and say, no, she's not a target. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Let me go into now the health psychology. Most of us have issues, okay, including me. We're just, you know, we're insecure about certain things. We have past traumas that still affect the way we approach things. And what I love about health psychology, it just helps with the hiccups. The hiccups that just, it's okay, take a deep breath. It's not that bad. It's not going to affect the rest of your life, and it doesn't affect who you are. And then that you can keep moving with your head high. And if it gets really bad, then you say, okay, let me just keep my head out of water. Don't drown, and I'll be okay. Now, this is not saying that someone who has chemical deficiencies and really truly experiencing depression and anxiety and, you know, that is real. And they probably need the help and they need medication. I'm not talking about that. Scenarios. I'm talking about people that don't need medication but still having a hard time to kind of navigate. You know, we're in a crazy, crazy time. And health psychology really helps with that. It helps us to navigate without us thinking the worst or assuming that we need medication when we actually don't, when we can actually help ourselves. And a big part of healing is eating right, exercising, sun, thinking right, fresh air. And really another good important part of that is a positive social network, like you guys, okay?
Crucial.
And if you don't have your own personal positive social network, then your morning show is the positive social network. And then I embrace and say, okay, Nicole's my girl. Let me see what she got to say today. You know?
Right.
Oh, Carrie, what does she got to say today? And
make that
and
connection.
That could be all and that could be all I need. Y'all don't even know who I am. But your soothing voice and your analogy on your brightness of life is just important enough that I got this. They gave me that strength. So that's what I love about health psychology. We find the the sunshine. And always yes. say, look with rain, we find the good in, you know. And so the key to that is positive thought. As soon as you get a negative thought, try to change it, change the thought. You don't necessarily have to focus on the thought, change the thought.
Right.
When we're dealing with stressors, there's two different kinds of stressors. There's either the immediate stressor that we have to react right away, or the non-immediate stressor, which we have to deal with, but we don't have to react. So an immediate stressor that you have to react is a burning house. You better get out. Or a car that jumps in front of you and you have to stop. That's an immediate stressor. Believe it or not, as horrible as this is, a death in the family is not immediate stressor because there's nothing we can do that stops it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
So, yes, definitely.
Or you get that unexpected bill, right? So there's, okay, I have to pay the bill, but I don't have to act immediate, you know? So it gives you, you need it to relax so that you could address it calmly and come up with better solutions than if you deal with it with panic. I know I went all over the place, but.
Thank you so much.
Nicole, you're so sweet. You just let me rant. I appreciate you, girl.
Well, I was loving you. You just gave so much information that, you know, it's key. These are, you know, life-saving tips, strategies that will help anyone, male, female, but especially for females. Because like you said, a lot of times, especially in this day and age, a lot of times, you know, social media, we're walking with a phone. Everybody's, you know, walking, talking on the phone or scrolling, looking for something, typing, you know, and people are not being aware of their surroundings. And that's very, very important.
It is important.
Very important.
And then the other thing, too, which was crazy for me, you know, when I started, I just got my PhD like 7 years ago. So, but before then, I was just doing martial arts. I was teaching, you know, people how to defend themselves from predators. And then as I was studying health psychology, I realized we each had our own little predator. Like, so with life defense, like what you were saying, how do I protect myself from someone when I'm not even protecting myself from myself? You know, when I'm always thinking bad about myself, or I don't think I'm worthy to ask for that raise, or worthy to get out of that toxic relationship. And so I have to first learn to defend myself from myself.
Exactly.
And then I'll be better equipped to defend myself from others.
Right, right. And to me, again, like I said, I'm so passionate about a women's empowerment and just building up that self-confidence, because that's where it comes from. That's the importance, that sense of empowerment comes from being self-confident. So if you're walking around and you are not confident, then you're a target to be a victim.
You have
so
no clue how
very
right
important.
You are. That's 100%.
Wow.
So there was and I'm going to give you a visualization on that. That's going to change your life. There was a sniper who said that there are three categories of citizens in our community. The majority of them are the sheep. And these are individuals go to work, pay their bills, kumbaya, they love their neighbors. They know violence exists, but they avoid it. Or that more than avoid it, they keep their head in the sand. This is not going to happen to me, you know. It's not going to happen to me, or they just try to not realize, to not to think that it can happen. The smallest population are the wolves, and those are the individuals that look for the weakest of the sheep. And they are the deviants. They are the murderers, the rapists, the muggers, the narcissists, the manipulators. They don't have to be physical. It could be an emotional, you know, entanglement that you have. And then the third population is definitely not the size of the wolf, I mean, of the sheep. They're not as many as sheep, but they're little more than the wolves, and those are the sheepdogs. The sheepdogs look exactly like the sheep. They go to work, sheepdogs, they go to work, pay their bills, kumbaya to the neighbors. The only difference between a sheepdog and a sheep is a sheepdog addresses violence with violence. Now, a wolf can see the energy, can sense the energy of a sheepdog. And even though physically they look like sheep, their energy does tell them something different. And they avoid sheepdogs because wolves can't get hurt. If they get injured, any predator in any animal kingdom show you watch, the predators never deal with an animal that's going to give them a hard time. Always go after the animal they think they can beat, they can win, they can whatever. So if my job is to turn sheep into sheepdogs. So if you already have the persona of a sheepdog, guess what? That's right there is the what you need to be out of the radar of a wolf. That's the goal.
That's right.
So you, like you said, you're not going to be walking with your head in the phone. You're not going to be looking around like you're afraid or timid or act like you're lost or, you know, or walking around smiling at everybody. You know, I'm not saying you can't smile at everybody, but, you know, just pick and choose when's a good time to stare, when's a good time to smile, when's a good time to check on your phone, when's a good time to be aware of what's going on around you. How many people just walk past you? Do you know? Do you sit in a restaurant with your back against the door or with your face against the door? Okay? Do you see everybody walk in before you see? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Listen, folks, outstanding, Dr. Russell. Absolutely outstanding. Nicole Marie, great job. You guys, whoa, okay. Well, listen, I just want to say thank you officially.
Awesome.
I really do, yeah. Awesome job.
Yeah, thank you
awesome
so much.
Job.
It was my honor.
Okay, so.
Thank you both.
Yes, well, listen, I just want to quickly, I'm hoping that my dear brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, I just wanted to bring him in to say, thank him on air so that he is aware how much we appreciate this wonderful introduction today to Dr. Odette Russell. Brother, are you there, Dr. Leroy Hines?
Yes, I am, and I'm really enjoying the interview.
Yes.
Was it not
amazing? Dr. Hines, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I just want to say, Dr. Russell, that, you know, you're amazing. Nicole, you did a fantastic job in terms of actually like being a moderator, and I'm gonna tell you, I'm just amazed. And this is one of the first times, and this is a format, Dr. Russell, in which I'm getting a chance to really hear you really talk about these things and all of these things. Myself being a male, of course, I'm extremely concerned about it. I have four daughters, and it's always been a struggle raising them, making sure that they are always in touch with that wild woman that they're taught through society not to embrace. I've always taught them the opposite to do that. And, you know, just listening to you, I'm definitely going to make sure that they are all listening to this call, Gary. And, you know, I'm going to get them all lined up today and tell them, make sure that when your uncle put that on, that you guys are on there listening to this. But, again, Dr. Russell,
absolutely.
I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much, sir. You know, when you get a senior master give you props, you sit there and you start to blush. Y'all can't see it, but I'm blushing. But thank you again, sir.
Oh,
it's such an honor.
That's wonderful.
you're more than welcome.
Say a big thank you.
I am so excited to be in New Jersey on February 10th. That is the second week, the second Saturday in February, where I will be conducting a self-defense seminar. This is primarily for women, but everyone is welcomed. This is going to be located at the Blue Life Karate and Kickboxing Center. This is in Maplewood, New Jersey. If I could, instead of giving the address, let me just give you the number, and that way you can call the individual and see if you can purchase a ticket, and make sure you attend this event. It's at 1 p.m., February 10th, at the Blue Light Karate and Kickboxing Center. Phone number is area code 908-967-8132. I'm going to repeat it. Area code 908-967-8132 at 1 p.m. February 10th. Now, I'm going to be teaching the vulnerable areas of the human body that women can defend themselves. I'm going to be dealing with different scenarios, from frontal chokes to back to chokes from the back, rape scenarios, abduction scenarios. We're going to be using not just our hands to defend ourselves, but I'm going to be teaching you how to defend yourself with cell phones, yes, and water bottles, stuff that you walk around with every day.
Wow.
And I am so excited to be able to share this information. And
awesome
I hope you guys
job.
Join me, okay?
All right.
And if you
Dr.
come,
Odette Russell,
if you come, tell them
yeah.
you heard it from Carrie. Okay.
Tell you all the whole radio morning, so we love it. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, listen, we'll see you then. Again, that's on the 10th of February, 2024. So we want you
yes.
guys there. All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Russell. Stay with
it's
us, everybody. We'll
honor.
Be right back. Awesome. It is Friday morning, February 2nd, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's great to have you guys with us as we are in the top of the second hour of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, it's our broadcast show number 949 on, you know, it's just amazing on a Sunday, Friday, and, of course, the beginning of Black History Month. We say Black History Year. Let me bring on Nicole Marie out of Water Valley. You just heard her
Good
in
morning.
An incredible interview
good morning.
That we just love. Yes, officially again, good morning. So,
yeah.
Nicole Marie, we were all just listening to the great interview with Dr. Russell.
Dr. Russell.
And we
Russell.
Just want to say officially, yeah, great job with you and Dr. Odette
Thank
Russell.
Thank you so much.
If you want Awesome job. Just awesome.
Thank you.
What goes through your mind when, you know, what plays in your mind this morning as that was being rolled out to everybody?
Wow. Well, let me just first say I thoroughly enjoyed the interview and speaking with Dr. Russell. She is definitely a powerhouse and just full of just, she also shares the love of women empowerment like I do. So we definitely had a connection. I love how she connected her martial arts and also with the emotional side of it, her being a health psychologist. And I
yeah.
just thoroughly enjoyed her. She's a wealth of information and she would just bring so much just to the fans of our show and just on both aspects. Both the martial arts and the health psychologist. So I just thoroughly enjoyed
yes.
her, and I look forward to just that continued relationship with her.
I think just incredible. So let me just, again, I applaud you. Outstanding work on the Hair Radio Morning Show today.
Thank you so much.
Amazing interview. Yeah. So for you guys out there, if you missed any part of it, you'll be able to just play the show back. We share the entire broadcast out on social media at the Hair Radio Morning Show. You could look at that page on Facebook or just Google five words,
That's
the
it.
Hair Radio Morning Show. And every show we've done will pop up and you can choose and listen to what you'd
That's
like.
Right.
You know, as of today, we're on our 949th show on this Friday morning. And
wow.
Again, February 2nd of 2024. So we're doing it up. We are doing it
yeah.
up this morning. I know
I'm
it was
so
a little
excited
strong
today,
content.
Carrie.
But it was really good content. And
very good content.
Yeah, and I just want to, it really was. I just want to close it out by saying, again, support her at her event on February 10th in New Jersey, in Maplewood, New Jersey. She gave you all the information. And then later in the month or so, we're going to have her back at nighttime for a special broadcast. Because, again, this was a very strong topic, and we want to make sure that all the kiddies are kind of out of the room, so to speak, so she can kind of go in and talk about why this is so incredibly important. So we'll keep you guys informed when that happens. But Nicole Marie, officially, happy mid-show to you.
Happy mid-show.
Friday morning.
Happy mid-show. Yeah, Fan Day Friday. It's
Black History Month.
Fan Fever February. It's Groundhog Day. It's just a loaded a loaded day today.
It is.
Love it.
And requires a lot of unpacking. And we're just kind of still in that process today. Yeah. So we started the broadcast out this morning again with great content. Had a special Fan Day it's Fan Day Friday, but it's also Fan Fever Friday. And had a chance to work in LaDonna from out in Houston, Texas. Again, going to shout her out this morning. It was great. Just helping us hold it down here and kind of, it was really, I thought it was just great to be with everybody live in the first hour. So I thought that was also just a nice touch as we get into our weekend. So really good stuff. And Michael will be with us. We're going to try to get him on a couple of minutes early today and a little bit. We'll try to get him on in about 5-6 minutes or so. So, Michael, if you're out there, we'll be checking in with you, sir. So listen out. But, Nicole, I want to just say thank you so much because it's been quite an incredible week for us here today.
Yes, it has been.
We started out, we kind of missed yesterday. We had some little technical headaches, but they've been taken care of, and we are working it out this morning. Started again with show number 947 on Tuesday. So Michael did Vet Talk Radio. We were so excited about that. It was on tinnitus and all of that. We'll have him talk a little bit more about that. But I also want to say in the next hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, 7 o'clock if you're in Central Time Zone, we have some important guests joining us again as Eugene Davis returns to our airways for the first time in quite a while.
Oh, Eugene.
So I'm super excited. I thought it would be great to surprise
Welcome
you guys.
Back.
And
yeah,
so I'm super excited. He's working with a company called Beyofi.com. You guys can check it out. It's Beyofi. They have the incredible hair products and all of that. And so they can explain all of that, and I cannot wait. So they're going to kind of hang out with us in the next hour. So I'm super excited. So we'll have Michael join us a little bit here as well and just kind of do some great stuff. So I thoroughly enjoyed today's broadcast. It was really,
great.
I say you packed from end to end, it's
packed. And I also enjoyed hearing about the Walker Theater there in Indianapolis.
Yes. Well, that particular segment that we aired early this morning in the first hour was the folks at the Walker Theater. I've talked to everybody. I've talked to Madam Walker's folks. I've talked to the folks who are connected with Annie Malone. I've talked to so many folks out there. These are the folks that, again, Madam Walker Theater, the first self-made female millionaire in our country, black, white, or otherwise, Madam Walker, again, on record. There's always this thing about Annie Malone versus Madam Walker and all that. We're not talking about that. Madam Walker's factory was out in Indianapolis, Indiana. So that was kind of torn down, and they put up a theater, a 900-and-something seat theater. And I was supposed to go out there and do something at the theater. I'm going to see if we can do something soon out there. So I didn't. It was just too chaotic at that time. But so it's on sacred land. on Sacred Land.
Wow.
So I'm so excited. Yeah. So hopefully we'll get a chance later in the hour to put to air that Madam Walker special and give us a little break between the 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock hour. So we'll
Great.
See what happens. If not, we'll get it on Tuesday. So we're off on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We'll be back live 6 a.m. Eastern time on Tuesday after we wrap the show. And again, we just mid-show, so we got until about 9 o'clock this morning to go. And I just want to say thank you so much to everybody for helping us to get even this far with all these episodes. We're just 51 episodes
yeah.
away from hitting the 1,000 mark. So lots to say this morning, Nicole Marie.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Now, I have been, just super excited about where we are in February. We got so many guests coming, and also Black History Month. And there's one more holiday in there that we didn't mention, Valentine's Day.
That's right, Valentine's Day.
Yes, Valentine's Day comes up on Wednesday, February 14th of 2024 this year. And any big plans? Do you ever celebrate this, Nicole? I'm putting her on the spot. She didn't know I was going to ask her that question.
Well, yes and no. Not necessarily just Valentine's Day. Celebrate it with the kids, because I think if you have a significant other or a spouse, that every day should be Valentine's Day. But we do things
wow.
for kids.
Now, hold it. You went things. In on that one. I'm giving you a few extra points. How sweet is it? Yeah. Every day
is
Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day, once a year, everybody's buying out all the flowers and the candy and all gifts and all that stuff. But it's one day out of the year. But what about the other 364 days? If you go all out
wow.
one day, how are you treating those that you love those other days of the year? That's what's important, not just that one day. So I think we just focus on that one day and put so much into it, and you're going out to dinner and doing this and doing that, buying all this stuff. But what about the rest
yeah.
of the year? Are you really showing
well,
your appreciation?
The rest of you,
and,
you don't do anything.
You know?
Wow. Yeah.
Well,
no, I'm just
we
kidding,
just look
though,
at it a little bit
course.
Different, Carrie. So, hey.
I hear you. Well, listen, I'm just funning with you guys this morning. The Hair Radio Morning Show, we celebrate all the above. We want you guys to have a great time. We're going to do some special coverage on Valentine's Day. We're broadcasting on that day. We don't get the day off, so we'll be broadcasting, and we'll talk a little
That's
bit
right.
more about what's going on out in the build. Want to say for folks who were trying to listen out yesterday for Wayne Smith, we're going to get him rescheduled. So he'll be on an upcoming episode. We'll keep you guys informed.
Don't
want to
miss
Wayne. No, you don't want to miss Wayne. It's a special month of celebration. I just want to kind of run down a list. Dr. Dorfman will be with us on Wednesday of next week. Tuesday next week, of course, that talk radio show airs at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Wednesday, we've got Dr. Dorfman, who comes to us from Beverly Hills, California. He's all about hair replacement, so we're going to talk to him. That's one of my favorite topics. He's out on Wilshire Boulevard, and I used to live off of Wilshire Boulevard,
right.
but not in Beverly. I was down in Los Angeles part, in the mid-Wilshire area, going towards downtown L.A., so I can't wait to talk to him and kind of talk a little bit about that. So more of Dr. Russell. We're going to replay that on February 8th around 8 o'clock in the morning. So
great.
It'll be a little bit later on February 8th. And then we got one of my favorite folks joining us for the first time in a long time, Catherine Rondebell, who created Headbed. She's all the way
yeah,
in Australia. She
different.
Listens to our show in Australia. And so she's going to be back on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Should be on Friday,
great,
February 9th.
Great.
Yes. And Mayor Annette Blackwell, who comes to us out of Maple Heights, Ohio. She will be with us on February, on Valentine's Day. So maybe we'll get a little special heart on Wednesday, February 14th, and that Black Will be with us around 8. And then Enon is back on the 16th of February. So it is
great.
A lot to talk about, and a lot of folks will be joining us.
Yes.
And again, like
of
I mentioned, Sam
that.
Is doing that. They're paying folks. You go, girl. Again, the letter U. They're paying folks to wear those T-shirts. So I'm going to be wearing my little T-shirt. Getting
right.
my little coins.
I'm
so
getting mine, too.
Right. That's how you do it. Listen, Nicole Marie, I want to kind of talk a little bit about Hope of the Day, where you bring in this inspiration and kind of talk to kind of keep us going. And I wanted to kind of go ahead and get your intro on. I just think it's fantastic. We don't get a chance to play it as often as I'd like here. So I'm going to go ahead and get the Hope of the Day intro started and then have you kind of take it away, Nicole Marie.
Sounds good. Well, first of all,
awesome.
Hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day,
wow.
I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
All right. High Hope, Patrick Lindsay. Nicole Marie's back. Nicole Marie, I just love it. Great introduction. What is on tap for Hope today?
The Hope of the Day is enjoy your own company. Solitude is your chance to refuel. Take advantage of spare moments. Allow your imagination to fly free. Enjoy the rejuvenating quietness, the chance to refine your soul and to reflect without pressure. Back to you, Carrie.
Ooh, wow. Fly free soul. Okay. I'm loving it. Enjoy your own company was the part that kind of resonated with me most. I love, you know, I think it's important. I do. That solitude allows us to be creative, and that works for me.
Oh, true.
So I'm sorry, but that's number one for me. Nicole Marie, what about you? Does
I
that play
totally
a part with
agree.
You?
Agree. Yes, yes. I have to have my quiet time. That's why I reflect on the day, reflect on what I'm doing, what I need to do. And it does just refuels me and gets me ready to just push forward with whatever I, you know, need to do, whatever I'm working on. So very, very
wow.
important. And enjoy your own company. You need to be your own best friend. So very,
you got
very, very
that
important.
Right. Your own best advocate.
Yes.
Your own best advocate. Well, Nicole Marie, great job again with Hope of the Day. Let's see if we can get Michael Hopkins. You guys know him. He comes to us out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins, you're on with Nicole Marie and Carrie Hines. Good morning again.
Good
you're
morning.
In the mid-show, second hour.
Happy mid-show.
Happy yeah. mid-show. Oh, yes. Happy, happy,
yes.
happy mid-show. And,
okay.
oh, I love that Hope of the Day.
Oh, why, Michael? Tell us.
I was taking some notes like I always do. Now, solitude equals creativity. It does.
Mm.
But many times, or being by myself, give me a chance to think creative ideas, to reflect on during the day. It was positive during
okay.
the day, and what I think, unfortunately, something negative. Turn it into a positive. I really enjoyed my own company.
I see. Okay, Michael. Sounds like you still enjoy it this morning. Well, listen, we love
I'm
it.
Gonna lie
great,
to
great.
You.
All right. Well, Michael is the host of the Vet Talk. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Air Radio Morning Show. Let me just say that we're live. It's about 7:24 here on the East Coast, 6:24 here in the Central Time Zone, and it's way earlier if you're out on the West Coast. So listen, Michael Hopkins is with the Vet Talk Radio Show. He joins us. He's our colleague right here on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show as well. The Vet Talk Radio Show airs on Tuesday mornings right here on our network. Just wanted to get that on out. Our wonderful, illustrious Nicole Marie, you just heard with her wonderful Hope of the Day inspiration. And Michael, right before you joined the line, we were talking a little bit about Valentine's Day. Now, are you a big Valentine's Day person? Do you celebrate, guys? Yeah, so, you know, we got Black History Month and Fan Fever Friday and Fan Fever February and all that wonderful good stuff. But a lot of folks are looking forward to Valentine's Day. Are you one of them?
Well, Carrie and Nicole Marie and fans out there, I'll put it to you like this. Daughters and a wife. Say more.
I guess that's a yes. Okay. All right. Well,
yeah.
Well, very interesting. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to be taking a little bit of a little break here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And when we come back, we'll play a little song. Listen, it'll be a short song. So if you don't like it, just hang in there with us. And we'll be, you know, we'll be back real soon. But just stay with us, folks. And there's a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go right here. And Nicole Marie, great job. I'm just so excited. Michael Hopkins, awesome job today on the broadcast. Good job, everybody. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. More to come.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I don't care what you're talking about, baby. I don't care. I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
One in a Million, the history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower, and she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Per Madam's own words, she abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair." and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race, outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in Black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's Corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
I'm Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Listening to me.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live on Friday morning, February 2nd, 2024. Michael Hopkins, my co-star, he's out in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Yes. And coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, we have, of course, returning to our airwaves for the first time in a while. Eugene Davis is now with a company called Beyofi.com. That's B like boy, E-Y-O-F like Frank, I.com. We'll talk to him about that and just a little bit. I'm hoping, he'll tell us what it's all about. And they have a beautiful website. They've got great products. They've got a great message that's out there. We're going to talk to them. They'll be kind of like unofficially co-hosting for the hour, Mr. Michael Hopkins. So they're going to join us on air. And Michael, we're going to have you in with us, at the top of the hour as well. And we're just going to knock it out.
Great.
Friday. Yeah, so I'm super excited.
Oh, yes.
And, so we'll talk a little bit. So we'll kind of get some music and stuff and all that wonderful good stuff on in just a moment. But Michael, what's been your thought this week? I mean, it was a powerful week on the broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. What jumped out? Did anything jump out at you this week, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, yes, it did, Carrie. You know, always, something always is going on that jumps out at me. And starting with show yeah. number 947, back on the 30th.
Okay.
Always
that was on
loved.
January 30th. That was Tuesday.
Right, that was January 30th, Tuesday.
2024, yeah.
Right.
Okay, so
and,
what happened?
Oh, I loved hearing from Keisha McAllister and Siobhan. I loved hearing from Ask
those,
a Stylist.
Ask
right.
a Stylist. Yeah, those are hairstylists that tune into our broadcast on a regular, and they share all kind of helpful tips on the industry. So,
oh, yeah.
We just love them being
loved
with
it.
Us. And,
always
real great
love
stuff.
It, Carrie.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
I
was
love
show
it.
Number 947. Yeah.
Right.
And your Vet Talk Radio aired a little later that morning with a whole special on tinnitus and all of that. So you are really the military. I mean, you are the epitome of, you know, helping the veterans to file effective claims for compensation. So we thank you, Michael. We salute you. We salute
oh,
on the
yes.
Air Radio Morning Show.
Very
so
much
good
so.
Job. Well, yeah, so today was a really great Friday wrap-up show. It's also the kickoff of so many things. It's Black History Year. It's Black History Month. You know, right here on our airwaves. So we've got big stuff celebrating the amazing contribution of Black folks everywhere. So Black History Month here is a big, big deal to us at Hair Radio. Also, it's Fan Fever February, which means that we are just, you know, at fever pitch bringing some of our incredible interviews and things that we've done. We've got a lot in our archives. Plus, we've got amazing live guests joining us, like we just talked about. In the next hour.
Yes.
This morning, you heard a very serious topic kick off with Dr. Odette Russell. She'll be back later in the month or so with the nighttime special. We'll tell you all about that. And as we say, coming up in the next hour, we have a company, a new company to us, but they've been doing some amazing work, and we're going to get them to talk a little bit more about it. It's called BOC.com, and that's B like boy, E-Y, like yellow, O-S. BOC.com. So, and that's F like Frank. So I just want to make sure that's BOC.com. So check them out. We're going to be talking with them about it. Eugene Davis returns to our airwaves. We're going to talk to him and so much more.
Great.
So we are just, yeah. So listen, we're going to take a little bit of a music break as we do and pay some bills here. And we'll be back to talk a lot. Like I said, we've got them on. They're going to kind of help us to kick off the weekend right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we've kind of been doing a little bit on the music. You know, it's been a little throwback music, so I've been kind of excited about that. So listen, I've got a song that I just love. It's called Foolin' by Donna Bromfield, and Amy Winehouse produced the song with her. So the late Amy Winehouse, which we just love, you know that. So listen, take a listen, and it's very short. So if you don't like it, just hang on in there. We'll be back on the other side, hopefully with our guests and so much more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. All right, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show, and we are on the line with the amazing Magi Helena. Good morning, Helena. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. It's so great to be here today.
Yes, awesome. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in when we talk about astrology, and I love the introduction that you gave about understanding astrology. Would you be kind enough just to share one last time, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what we think of when we say astrology or what we should think of?
Okay. Well, the very basics or the basic premise is that the positions of planets in the sky make various mathematical relationships to planets on any particular day. If we sort of had a map of the sky on a day, let's call it your birthday, Carrie. If it was your birthday,
yes,
there'd be sort of a map of the planets on that day. And then if we were going to look at what's going on in your astrology for today, we would look at the relationships between the planets in the sky today and the planets on the day of your birth. And the type
wow.
of astrology I do, Carrie, it's the only type of astrology that's actually based on scientific and statistical research. It's not based on belief systems. So our way of interpretation and understanding has been validated or verified by research.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, one of the big reasons that we wanted to have you on the Hair Radio Morning Show at this time is because we are forever honoring the legacy of the one and only Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I was hoping that you could take a look at, you know, and kind of, you know, give your ideas on any kind of chart or anything that you wanted to share. What would you like to say today, Helena?
Well, I'd love to speak a little bit to Dr. King's incredible astrological birth chart. I mean,
wow.
when you do look at birth charts from the perspective of scientific astrology, they're very, very clear. But while everyone has gifts in their birth chart, big gifts from God, we all also have some challenges. And not all of us are able to live up to all of our gifts for various reasons. You know, life isn't easy. And what's so amazing to me, one of the many things that's so amazing to me about Dr. King's chart is how beautifully he was able to live up to all of his gifts and face down his challenges. This was a man who did God's work in the world. And
wow.
and he was able to do that through the gifts in his chart and then the personal discipline and the personal honor and the personal integrity that he had as a human being. So when I look at his chart, one of the first things I see is how gifted he was as a speaker, obviously. He was immensely talented, and he had a hunger to communicate his ideas. The way I would express some of this stuff, I would talk about planets rather than talking about zodiac signs, because we don't use zodiac signs in scientific astrology. They just haven't
oh,
proven
okay. wow.
to work well
yes.
enough. But what I'm talking about here with Dr. King's chart, one of the things is, I'm going to say a bunch of stuff that's not going to make a whole lot of sense unless you're a student of astrology, but he's got an amazing iron butterfly of Sun, Saturn, Ixion. Ixion's a planet way out there past Pluto in what's called the Kuiper Belt. And then he's got a Jupiter midpoint and Midas as the at the fourth corner of this iron butterfly. And people that have complicated and symmetrical geometric shapes in their charts, these are the people that really have the most powerful gifts. And Dr. King's chart is just full of what we call planetary geometry. And you can cherry pick almost anything and see this. You see his dedication to humanity, to all kinds of folks in all kinds of situations. You see his hunger to bring in a better world. And you see that while he was angry, he channeled the anger into trying to actually do things that could work. He channeled the anger into talk of peace and nonviolent protest. I mean, I am so moved by what this man did and what he was able to take, the raw material that God gave him, and the way he was able to use that raw material to make such an incredible...
to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's Friday morning, February 2nd of 2024. We are live this morning and kind of got a lot to unpack on today's broadcast. I have some very special guests joining us. Kind of like, well, their company's on for the first time, and we are so, so excited. The founder of the company is with us as well, and one of our colleagues who is, he used to host a show on our network as well. We're so excited to welcome him back to the show. We're talking, of course, about the company, Beofi.com. We're going to get all that, tell you what it's all about. We'll spell it out for you again. We'll make sure that you guys go there and check out the site and so much more. So let me, and our my wonderful Michael Hopkins, who is one of my colleagues here on the radio show, he'll be joining us in just a bit as well. We'll get him on in to the conversation in just a little bit. First, let me bring back to the line, I'm going to bring on Eugene Davis. And also the founder, let's just get everybody on, Dr. Bernard D. Evans, again, at the OC, which we just love. And you can, his story is there on the website, by the way. So let me just get everybody on the airways. Okay, so welcome, Dr. Bernard D. Evans. It's my honor, and Mr. Eugene Davis. Welcome back, and good morning.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you?
Great. Yeah. So, listen, it's my honor to have you guys on. Dr. Evans, Dr. Bernard D. Evans, we are just loving this. The information that I've been just letting my fingers kind of go a little bit with your incredible website. But first, I want to kind of just spell the company's name out for everybody so that they can kind of go and check it out again. It's beofi.com. And it's B-E-Y-O-F-I, but on the radio and over the phone, things all kind of sound the same. So that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O, F like Frank, I like India. So I just wanted to say that, beofi.com. Dr. Evans, I want to lead on in with you. What can you tell us about this incredible company?
Well, Beofi itself was inspired by a plethora of things. And for me, came about during a very crucial time, transitioning from one brand to the other and dealing with my mother at the time, who was... in a nursing home, and I had to kind of fold things down to look after my mom. And in between ministry and enterprises and marketing products all over the world, I and my brothers had to come and tend to my mom. And that was a crucial point for me because I walked away completely from my enterprise to care for my mom. To be open with his spine, I did a plethora of things. And my mom also was in the beauty industry for over 50 years.
Wow.
So it made sense, Carrie, for me to step away, right, and look after this incredible woman who inspired all four boys because we had no sisters. And one day I was thinking as I was trying to see how I was going to make the transition and look after my mom, because my mom also was a nurse and she also did cosmetology too. That in itself was inspiring for me because at the time she had a stroke and she had no one to look after her hair. So that was the most important for me. For years, my mom looked after so many women and they patronized her business. And I would drive from Atlanta to Florida every 2 weeks to make sure that my mom was taken care of until she passed away. So in 2017. So there was a lot of different things.
That's a recent loss. I'm very sorry to hear that.
Wow. Led to Biofi. Biofi incorporates my first and last name, Bernard Evans, right? And Yofi is Hebraic. It's Hebrew. It means beautiful, lovely, and elegant.
Oh, I love that. That was one. Yes. Wow.
All
that was one of the big questions I had. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so Hopi kind of incorporated and kind of set a positive, I guess, emblem or ideal of how I saw my mom as beautiful, elegant, and sophisticated. And I was talking to one of my colleagues in Atlanta and New York, and I was looking to reface the brand. And while my mom was in the nursing home and I was actually tending to her locks at that time, and I was just looking at her, and most of the nurses and everyone would come by and they would say, "Is that your son out of Atlanta? Isn't he I've seen him in a magazine before. Is that him?" And she would say, "Yes, this is my son." But I would look at my mom, and I just kind of remembered all the years that she would actually be in her salon working and tending to all of these women from all walks of life, from different professions. And I just stood back, and I looked at her, and I said, "Wow, what a beautiful woman. What a wonderful mother. What an incredible woman." Right. So she instilled in all of us to go to college and also to get a trade. And when I looked back in hindsight and see and hear what she instilled in me and all of my other brothers, it was more of a solid work ethic and also to have another, I wouldn't call it a hobby, but she also said she wanted us to be strong, working, and educated men. And I was like, well, I don't know if hair was for me because I wanted to be an engineer and that's what I went to school to do, completed that in engineering. And so I looked at her many times in the nursing home and I said to myself, I drove 6 hours every other week to make sure that she looked her absolute best, that she felt her best, then having a stroke wouldn't take away from
What an incredible legacy. An incredible legacy, yes.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting teary-eyed now, but when I think of her, she touched a lot of lives in the community. She changed a lot of lives in the community. At that time, it was Edward Waters College, where she went to get her associate degree at that time in cosmetology, because that's what it was. It wasn't like a trade school today.
Right.
But she went to that historical HSBCU. And as I looked at my mom and I saw all of her accolades and I saw all of her honor and scholastic achievements, my youngest brother gave those all to me upon her passing. And so Biyofi was inspired by a lot of things that I saw, not only with my mom, but unfolding these things that I yet have to release into an industry that is so creative and wonderful. And my hope and my prayers that Biyofi change lives and impact the world, as my mom legacy still lives in me and it impacted me. And I just want to see through Biyofi, which is an insignia, that many people all around this world will know that they too are beautiful, they're inspiring, they're impacting, and they have a light within them that can impact the world as well. Because it's all about be you, right?
Yes.
Be your feet. Whatever that means, be that.
Well, I love it. And I have to say, you say that you want what you're doing, your mother's legacy and the brand, of course, to impact folks everywhere. I'm raising my hand, and I'm going to be the first to tell you it is. You're just being on the Hair Radio Morning Show today. You're continuing with that journey and that charge to do just that. And I just listened attentively to your story because, I can certainly relate. So I'm going to try to hold it in a little bit. And I'll share a little bit more about that with you in just a while. But I just got to say, amazing, amazing. And thank you, by the way, for telling us and sharing that. Okay, let me just officially say that. I got to say, I'm so impressed with you on so many levels. Things I have shared with some of your colleagues at Biyofi. And some I haven't. One of the things is that you are what I call an entrepreneur's entrepreneur. Okay, and I don't just toss out accolades lightly. I've been back in the industry for a little bit here, a few decades. And so we've had a chance to meet a lot of folks and work with a lot of folks. But to be putting forth a brand that you guys are putting forth, and with the message that you want to get out to folks. So I just want to say ginormous thank you. And we support everything that Biyofi is doing so wholeheartedly. I couldn't do anymore if I tried. So if I could get up on the table and dance a jig, I'd do it. Let me just again, if you guys are just joining us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's a very special broadcast, as you've been listening. So this is our third hour. Our guest today, live on this air, Dr. Bernard Evans. You guys know him with Biyofi now. He has been a hairstylist. I was blown away looking at this list. Janet Jackson, Latoya Jackson, Iman, Joan Rivers, whom I also had a chance to meet, Gladys Knight, Madonna, Whitney Houston, Daphne Maxwell Reed, we know her, Julia Brown, Luther Vandross, my favorite, of course, Joan Collins, I'm a big fan, and from my own hometown down in Philly, Teddy Pendergrass, and so many others. You have worked with the top talent. And so before we say goodbye, good morning, to you, I know you got to dash off, but I got to ask you, what has that experience experience been like to work with just celebrities, so many celebrities? And was there one thing that they all seemed to have in common? Was there anything, Dr. Evans, you could share with us this morning about working with these superstars?
Well, I would say I didn't wake up one morning and say that's what I wanted to do. That was another thing that was given as a charge to me to do. In my walk as an entrepreneur, I was still an engineer at the time, and I had been introduced at that time in the 80s to Whitney Houston, and I had a choice to either leave Texas Instruments or head to East Orange, New Jersey.
I went to school there. Amazing.
To meet with a musical director at the time, John Simmons. And the late John Simmons was the one that made the introduction, but I had no idea of who this beautiful woman was. But I had an opportunity to grace her presence. And then everything moved on from there. I left Texas and moved to New York, and everything changed. And my mom was like, well, why would you leave a salary job to go travel? And my mom was a very strong disciplinarian, just like my father. So I believe I pursued, I wouldn't say a dream. It was an opportunity. And in that opportunity, a lot of things unfolded. Gwen Guthrie also came from that. And so I thought, which I know now a lot better, that opportunities, when they come, sometimes opportunities will come. It's one in a lifetime, and you can either look at that opportunity or let that opportunity pass you by, or you can just let it forego altogether and not pay it any attention. But for myself, I wanted to kind of investigate this opportunity. I'd never been to the East Coast in my life, and I did what I knew how to do, was engineering. And so from that, I ended up working in the Bronx with a naval contractor called the RAF Corporation, and shared and lent my engineering background there until I saw what this contract would look like. And my mom was like, look, I don't want you traveling with anyone unless you get your license to do. And we're like, what do you mean? This is a great opportunity. She was like, I don't care if it's an opportunity. I know it will come again. I want you to go and get your education in cosmetology. And, you know, I could hear my mom today, and probably she would have looked forward and came to make sure that I was going to do just that and that alone, that I wouldn't be touring with anybody. So she didn't know, my mom didn't know that I had pursued cosmetology, and she didn't know that I had even graduated school. Top, you know, which they considered at that time, from Robert Fiance in New York. And I went to school every day. Do you know what that is, Scary? Also,
I know of it. Was that in Chelsea?
No, it was at the time in the era when Wilford Beauty Academy was around, and you had...
I remember that. Now that I remember. Wilford Academy. I remember Wilford Academy. Yeah, they were everywhere, and like, you know, out of Newark area, and, you know, in the East Coast and all of that. That I remember a little bit. Yeah. Wow.
So
I've got to say...
Yeah. A beauty.
Go right ahead.
Yes, excuse me, and sorry. I went to like a beauty school, and I was there, you know, on the days I needed to be there. I finished everything, but, you know, Green Guthrie had me in the studio up and down, traveling with her. So yes. Many.
Oh, I love Green Guthrie. Oh, my gosh. Please don't bring back these great names. And you guys out there, if you don't know Ain't Nothing Going On But The Rent, I don't know what to tell you about the late Gwen Guthrie, but she was from our neck of the woods. And we've had on our show one of the guys who played with her on that song from the group Surface, who was with us. And he was, so he was on our show as well. So, you know, and he was telling us about working with Gwen. So, but I love all these names, and I didn't know you were going to go there. And my, you know, it feels like a little bit of my life too. You know, so thank you for that.
I was going to go there, but the level of people that I met were incredible. They were all beautiful.
Yeah.
I stumbled across Patrice Williams at that time. I didn't know that that was Luther Vandross's niece, so that was a segue into him through. She was a braider. I was a braider. And she was just blown away by my braiding ability. I was braiding since I was 9 years old. And that was one thing that taught my mother. She never taught me how to braid. She herself didn't know how to braid. My mother didn't know how to weave. So when she found out that I was this weave extraordinaire, as they would have it in the magazines and things that I did with hair, she only found out that I had actually completed it by a magazine, which was called Sophisticated Black Hair Care. That's how my mom realized that her son was in the magazine. Yeah. So there's a lot of different firsts for me, okay? And so being the first to be a celebrity stylist, being the first to actually go into formulating a product in that time in the late 80s, because I started that, being in beauty school. And I would have to tell you, I'm very innovative, and I'm a strong visionary. So having that ability from the Lord really helped to catapult me where I am today. And I cannot and would not be where I am today without the Lord and without his mercy, nor without his grace, because truly he has graced me and truly he has blessed me. And I can do nothing without him or his grace. Every person from Karen Pendergrass to Teddy to Luther to Sade and so many others, they were such inspirations to me, and they were so warm and giving to me, and they opened up so much opportunity for me. And so coming from an engineering background, being slated into a position that I never, ever operated in at such a young age, just imparted into me from the Lord, I know, from a makeup artist to everything that I do today. And that gift has opened doors and room for me all over the world. We're in 26 countries around the world now with Beaufy. From Germany to Spain, to London, to Italy. And those doors were open also by a lot of hard work, a lot of prayer and supplication, a lot of dedication to my craft, and just being true to who I was and keeping my head down a lot into what I wanted to achieve. So the entrepreneurial side, I believe, was always there. I just never knew that the depth of what was in me was there. It's now that I look up now, and you're in your 20s then, and now you're in your 60s now, and you still have so much that you are doing, and we are just we're really just pretty much globally. So Beaufy Global is really a global company. So we're into not only hair care, we're into technology, we're into merchant services, we're into a gamut of all types of businesses, and we are just being graced by God with such successes. And I want to encourage anyone you know, to continue to move forward. Don't let your dreams become a dream that's stagnated. I think that dreams are not only symbolic, they're visions, and they're also like within that vision that each person is given, Kerry, to, to, I believe, bring that about. Maybe people may not know how to bring that about. Do you know what I mean? Some people are just dreamers, right? And they don't know how to actually articulate or interpret what they have dreamt or what it really means, right, or how to get there. So the entrepreneurial side of myself, I train other people on how to get there. You know, if they don't have vision, I pretty much bring them vision. I pretty much set them up in their own businesses as well. So Beyofi is not just about hair care. We're about inspiring others. We're about also encouraging others and building others and training others and coaching others to become the better of themselves, right? And I like my little BE because it gives expression to the power of your choice. So that's BE for me. It gives
I'm loving it. Dr. Bernard D. Evans, you guys are listening to right now. That was amazing. With the company, Beyofi, their website, again, is easy to get to. I just love it. Let me spell it carefully again for everybody because I want you guys to go and check it out. It's Beyofi.com. And so that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, S like Frank, I like India. .com, so Beyofi.com. Dr. Bernard D. Evans, again, what an incredible story. And first of all, again, I thank you, and you took me home today. I'm living in, we operate out of Brooklyn, New York, and broadcasted to the world right now. But that's where I kind of, well, I went to school there in East Orange and all of that, and kind of know a little bit about those folks out there. So thank you for bringing me home for a bit. And we've kind of covered a lot of the same territory and ground. We really have. We'll talk about that because I will talk about that and get you guys on another time to share a little bit more about that as well. We'll, you know, but this is just the beginning. Let me just say that. This is just the beginning, okay? We're going to have you back on a regular basis. There's a new commercial that's on the way to kind of really – talk about the amazing products and continue to tell the story of what you are sharing and so much more. Eugene Davis, you're, first of all, you have an incredible team that I've met a couple of the folks and I just love them very much. Eugene Davis is someone we know who, Eugene, I believe you're standing by and just an incredible part of Beyofi. And we know you from your work here at Harvard. We're gonna take credit for discovering you. So thank you so much. And you know, and so I'm not going to keep you because I know one thing. Dr. Evans, I got a little time. We're gonna get on and talk to everybody, and so I just want to say thank you so very much, Dr. Evans, for joining us this morning on the show. Anything, you know, before you think about anything you want to send folks off with this morning, and then we'll have Eugene stick around and kind of talk a little bit more about things. Anything you want to tell folks? Anything in particular?
I would just like to say thank you, Gary, and to all the listeners. I believe that we all have a place and a purpose in this world. And we all have the ability to achieve, and we all have the ability to inspire and be an inspiration. And whatever that inspiration is that you carry, the light that you have, don't let anyone take your light. And I believe also that we are impacting creatures, right? We are creatures that can impact not only the world, but we can impact one another. And so many lives that have gone on, they have impacted my life and they've changed my life. whether they spoke or whether they did it in silence. They still, however, impacted my life. And I'm still being impacted, and I'm still being impacted by people all around the world, by who they are. Doesn't matter their walk of life. To me, it's a matter of love and how we really begin to exchange love and understand really the power of love. Not just say that we love, but love is an enormous power. And so I want to be inspiring, continue to be encouraging wherever you can impact someone's life with a kind gesture, a kind word, or it can be an act of kindness. It can be just an inspiring placement of whatever it is you see in that person. I just believe that we're inspiring individuals, and I want to keep on inspiring, and I would like to keep telling everyone to inspire someone in your life today. Just be an inspiration.
Wow. Well, that's Dr. Evans, this is what we aspire to do every day here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But today is so special to have you. It really is. And I see folks just joining us. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a very special guest today, and we are just so excited to have Dr. Bernard D. Evans on. What I love at your website, Dr. Evans, is that folks can read about you. They can read your story. Like you said, there's a whole lot more going on, of course, at Beyofi. His company is Beyofi, and I just want to spell it again, BEYOFI.com. You can get to it. That's B like boy, E like Edward, Y-O, F like Frank, I like India.com. Check out Beyofi. Doing amazing things, just absolutely amazing. And like I said, you're the entrepreneur's entrepreneur. So, and I love, you know, just what you shared was inspirational on so many levels, just even to me. And there are folks who did, so you're talking to folks everywhere. But just the fact that it resonated with me so very much. So I thank you so very much from the bottom of my little heart. So
yeah, I appreciate
you keep doing what you're doing, okay? Yeah, you keep doing what you're doing. We're going to be riding here together. Okay,
well,
yeah, they call it shotgun. We're going to be riding shotgun with you. So keep doing what you're doing. Yeah,
wow.
We're going to be working with you and Beyofi, okay? I really want you to understand that we're here. And you just come on back and talk to us as often as you can, okay? This is your home.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn as well, but we're going to turn everything over to you. Who's been an enormous...
Well, we'll talk. We got a lot to talk about, okay? We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of similarities here. So thank you. So you know I can keep you all day talking, so I'm not going to do that. So
thank you
so much. And before, I just want to say also, Dr. Evans, I just love your team. Like I said, Eugene's going to join us live. And I want to also shout out to Mr. Kyrie, whom I've had a chance to just chat with a little bit. We want to say thank you. So
they both
good
are
stuff, okay? And
yes. They both are amazing gentlemen, and they both are trying to keep me in line and on my toes. So my hat's off to both Kyrie, Eileen, and Eugene, too. I've been training since he was 19 years old, so he's an incredible man and an incredible stylist.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that he has been inspiring people in his own way.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to leave the land and tell both of them to keep inspiring, keep shining, and keep moving.
On that note, it gets no better. Listen, we're going to take a little quick, I think we got about a two-minute break. We'll get on a little quick song. And then when we come back, Eugene Davis returns. Eugene. I know you're there. We're going to get you on, and we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to continue to tell this incredible story that Dr. Bernard D. Evans just shared with us and Beyofi and what it's all about and their amazing products. So stay with us. Got a little bit going back. Talk about a little bit of times and days gone by. Let me just get on a little bit of Earth, Wind & Fire. Stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back.
Eugene Davis, welcome back. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution.
Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Friday morning. It's February 2nd, 2024. It's about 8:45 Eastern Time, 7:45 for our Central fans. Let me bring to the line Mr. Eugene Davis, as promised, with BOVBEYOFI.com. B-O-V. Listen, Eugene, welcome back to the broadcast. Again, good morning. You're on live.
Good morning, Kerry. How are you, sir?
Great. I've just been listening to your chief, okay, Dr. Bernard D. Evans. We love him. We love BOFI, what you're doing, everything about the products. What kind of went through your mind when you heard Dr. Evans talk about his journey so lovingly? What went through your mind?
Well, basically, Kerry, what went through my mind was it just reminded me how much of an incredible person that he is and an incredible mentor. I've known him, as he mentioned, since I was 19 years old. He has been my mentor for the last 30 years. And has,
wow.
Everything I've accomplished in life, I've only mirrored what I've seen him do, you know, from being innovative to celebrity work to giving back to future professionals, and just being a part of BOFI at this stage in my life and moving on to the next level as an executive is even more like that. He's always open opportunity for me, and it keeps empowering me to empower the next generation of future professionals.
Well, I'm just loving it. And I love that he spelled it out for us, what BOFI is all about.
Yes.
Everything from you guys have incredible products, but there's so much more than just hair products, which is great. That's a great legacy all by it. But I love that you have an expansive, plethora of things that you guys are doing, as he mentioned earlier. And I just love it. And for us and the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show today, this is a little bit of a reunion of sorts. Right here discovered, we're going to take credit for you, even though you go back decades with Dr. Evans. We're going to take a little credit at Hair Radio. And so I just want, just to say thank you, Eugene. You helped us during an incredible period with your broadcast and what you were doing. So
I've
got to say thank you for all of that. Yeah. Now, is there anything that you wanted us to know about BOFI that maybe Dr. Evans maybe didn't say, or maybe something you want to elaborate on? Anything at all? BOFI.
Well, BOFI is an incredible company, and he said that BE is the first initials of his name, and YOFI means beautiful. So with that said, it's like the BE can go so many different places, like be beautiful, be happy, be positive, be of God, there's so many things that can just stem off of B and being present. And I just love it because that's the way that we relate to it, is like be your best. You know what I'm saying? So BOFI stands for so many things in this industry, and not just this industry. BOFI is so much of a enterprise that it has, or a mechanism that has so many moving parts to it. you know, which is amazing, you know. So he's taken all of his genius and all of the things that God had put into him, and he started to touch so many different avenues that will inspire entrepreneurs and inspire people to be their very best, from ministry to his engineering background to his hairstyling background to his celebrity work to just being a all-around humble an amazing man. You know, I didn't grow up with a father in my life, but Bernard has stood in the gap for me all these years. Dr. Bernard, I'm sorry, but I've known him so long, I still say Bernard. But Dr. Bernard has stood in the gap for
yeah.
me and inspiring me to be the very best person I can be, not just in industry, but as a but be the best man I can be. So I've learned a lot from Dr. Evans, and I'm so thankful to God for putting him in my life. And I know it's real, and I know it's true, because here we are, 30-something years later, still my mentor, still my friend, still my my psychologist, still my prayer warrior.
That says a lot too, Eugene.
Yeah. He's there 100%, and he only wants the best for me, and I know that. And that's part of is what he says all the time. If you look at some of the literature, you know, he said, "I only want the best for you, and nothing less than the best for you." That's his slogan. That's his mission statement. So, you know, and it's important because that's his genuine heart. Is he only he wants nothing less but the best for you? And I think that's so important.
I agree with you. Folks, I just want to make sure as we kind of start to wind it down a little bit, I want to send we have about a few minutes left, and I wanted to just say again, BOC, just so that you can check it out online, because that's what I did. You'll read more of Dr. Evans' story there, plus see a lot of products and different things that they're doing. I love that he even mentioned about the financial services aspect and so much other stuff that you'd be surprised about. So let me spell it again. It's BEYOSI.com. So that's B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India.com, BOC.com. And again, he's picked an incredible team. He's got great stuff. Those are the ingredients for success in my book. Eugene, I want to take a moment because we missed you here on the show, and I want to bring in one of my colleagues. You might remember Michael Hopkins. Think military.
Yes.
Think military. Michael, are you out there? I don't know if you can hear us. And from now, Michael's down in Spotsylvania.
Oh,
Virginia.
Yes.
And Mike, oh, you heard? Okay, Michael. There, our buddy. What would you like to say?
Oh, yes. Welcome. Welcome back, Eugene Davis. Conversations with
Michael,
Hair.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yes. I can't help but remember, man. It's so good to hear your voice.
Likewise. Oh, my goodness. This is like a
great.
Yeah.
Hey, trip
is.
Down memory lane. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael, what has been going through your mind as you've been listening to a lot of the talk this morning? And particularly, we've mentioned BOC maybe once or twice, but we're so proud of everything that they're doing. So, but what was going through your mind today?
Oh, wow, Carrie and Eugene. The thing that really tugged at my heartstrings is when the doctor, Dr. Bernard, was talking about his mother, and it reminds me so much about my mother. And his mother passed away after my mother did, but it was the same story of love. It was the same story of love that I had from my mother. It was the exact same story, and it was just wonderful. It really was. It was wonderful. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Every aspect of you guys joining us today has been remarkable. It's been remarkable.
Oh,
wow. So, Eugene, you take that back to everybody at the OP. You tell them I said incredible job today. The entire broadcast was fantastic. And the
very
special
much
guest,
so.
I couldn't say it any better than what you guys have articulated on today's show. So
So I just say thank you so much.
I just wanted to say this, too, to Michael Hopkins. We also have a program through BOFI where we work with veterans. So I'd like to speak to you about that, too. Yes, we do.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
So I would, because I know you do an incredible show with Vet Talk, and I've already mentioned it to my team about it. So it's a conversation we should have. So we'll be in touch for sure.
I'm loving it.
Fantastic.
Eugene, you were chock full of surprises today. So did you have a good time on the show? Did the hour go by fast or what? You know, having you guys on
as
guest co-host
like
today.
Gone.
It's gone. I love it.
Very much so.
But it's time well spent.
Yes, thank you. And when I heard the doctor's story, I just loved it. Like Michael said, it hit home. And when he brought up Gwen Guthrie, I thought I'd fall on the floor. I'm a big Gwen Guthrie fan. I loved her so much. And we had on, I told you, one of the gentlemen who sang, who played the instrument on Ain't Nothing, which was a big, I don't know for the folks in the rest of the country, but the Northeast, Ain't Nothing Going On, but the rest was huge.
Oh, yes. Very big, very big song.
Yeah. It was a huge song, and I just love the whole story. But I can't wait until you come back. This was just an early rollout. We've got a lot more you'll be hearing next week from Beofi, and just so many more. Beofi.com, so many things that they're doing. And again, we're going to be talking. You guys have some other products that we're going to talk about. And how I can't wait. Yes, it's just the beginning. And we just, you know, wanted to take, you know, introduce you to our fans a little bit this morning. And I think we've accomplished that in a great style. So I can't say it gets any better. It was just fantastic. It couldn't have been any better to really begin this Black History Month in the way that we have, and Fan Fever February as well. And so I think it's great. A great partnership, a great team with Hair Radio, the Hair Radio Morning Show, our brand, and the work that you guys are doing at BOFI.com. So great stuff. Eugene, so you'll be back soon. I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Yes, I will. You invite me, and I'll be there. Not a problem.
Oh, we're going to hold you to that, brother.
Listen,
you've done great work, and you continue to do great work with Beofi. Beofi.com, again, Beofi.com. I want you guys to check it out. This is important. We want them to succeed. So great work. And Eugene, we'll check in with you. You know, I'll touch base with you a little after today's broadcast. Just make sure and have a great morning. And thank you so much. Okay, awesome job. And thank everybody on the team for us. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Michael, was that not something? Was Eugene just one of our? Yeah, that was an incredible, incredible broadcast today. I love the whole show.
Oh, yes, so did I, Karen.
Broadcast from top to bottom, soup to nuts, as they
say. Oh, yes. Side to side, top to bottom.
Top to bottom. Now, we're off on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. We'll be back on Tuesday live with the new broadcast of the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Today was episode number 949, in case you want to go Google it. You would just search on Google for the Hair Radio Morning Show, 5 words, and the Hair Radio Morning Show, and it'll pop up with all of our. And so next week we've got a full lineup. We've got, what do we have? I think we've got folks joining us. I think on Tuesday we got more. We got Vet Talk Radio making another episode on Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning Eastern Time. On Wednesday we've got we've got an incredible doctor from Beverly Hills, California, joining us. I can't wait. He's going to be with us.
Oh,
that's going to be incredible.
Yeah, that's going to be good. That is going to be incredible.
That's going to be great. Yeah, and we're going to try to get on a little bit more with Dr. Russell. If you missed the segment we did earlier this morning, we'll replay it next week. Also on Friday, Catherine comes to us from Australia. She's a big listener out there.
Oh.
So Catherine Rondebell returns. She's the creator of Headbed, which is a device, a safety device. And we'll talk a little bit about in our safety talk next week for the hair salons and barbershops. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. It's been incredible. Thank you so much. Have an incredible weekend, right, Michael?
Very much so. Incredible weekend.
All right. So let's get on our outro, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Make it an awesome, awesome weekend. I think we just did. All right.
Yes, we did.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to